Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 15, we were taught that if we do all that we are told to do, except for one little detail, we have not been completely obedient. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Ephesians 2:10 is very clear. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, God's already got a good work for you to do, but he's also ordained that you should walk in them. In other words, you should do it his way, according to his word. Your volunteering, sacrificing, giving of yourself. But even if you're doing those things, it relieves no one from obedience. No one. You're not a responsible Christian if you're not living in obedience to God's word. If you're not in God's word to know what it is you're supposed to obey. You see, the judgment seat of Christ means we have accountability. And that being the case, it means we also have responsibility. Now let's just look at these next verses. We've looked at the first three verses to lay the foundation. Now let's look at verses 4-7. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen, 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart. Get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For he showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah till thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. Saul starts out right. He gathers his army, which God would have him to do, organizes them. He knows the Kenites were good, and God would have him to spare the Kenites. So it sounds like he's doing everything right to this point. Any task God gives us is no greater than the power behind it, and he is the power behind it. So if he's given us the task, he will be the power to accomplish the task if we do it according to his commandments, according to his way. Well, we go on in verses 8 and 9, and he says, and he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Now this is where they're going from obedience to God in all things to human logic. You say, well, boy, they were mostly obedient. Wouldn't God honor that if they're mostly obedient? Well, if you're hanging off a cliff and you've got a 10-link chain, solid steel, it's great. It'll hold you. But one chain link breaks. The other nine are in good shape. They don't break. Doesn't matter. If only one breaks, you're going down to the bottom of the ravine. If you dial a long-distance number, you dial the one and then the next nine numbers, if you just get one of those numbers, you dial a 3 instead of a 2, you're not going to get the number you're calling, even though you only missed it by one, and you got the other nine numbers right. You're still not going to get the call through. So why do we expect God to accept the things that common sense tells you leads to error and wrong? We must learn to do God's will, God's way. Now in verses 10 and 11, he says, "Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night." Now we see how God views Saul. Now, in the eyes of the people, this is a great victory. And it even has a religious flavor because they're saving the best of the animals for sacrifice. So everything seems good. And yet, don't we find that the Lord tells us that he is holy? And don't we know that we're supposed to be doing God's will, God's way? You know, I think of the two sons of Aaron who offered strange fire, Nadab and Abihu. Now, they probably thought they were offering something that smelt better, that would have been a better thing, and they offered that strange fire. Now, God struck them dead immediately. And it just goes to tell us that God expects obedience. And so, here is Saul. Sounds great. It's a great victory. And it's religious. God is sick with it. And so we go on to verses 12 and 13, and he says, "And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and has gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord." Well, Samuel, the opposite of King Saul. Samuel really loves Saul. And we saw that in the previous verse, that it, verse 11, it grieved Samuel. So much so that he cried unto the Lord all night for King Saul. Made intercession. But God said, that's my final answer. And God let Samuel know, that's my final answer, and you go. Samuel immediately rises up early, and he goes straight to Saul. So he is immediately obedient and goes on to finish the job. He didn't just go. He went and he finished. He carried the message to Saul. Oh, my friend, what a lesson for us to learn there. God wants us to be immediately obedient, and he wants us to finish the job. Now, in verse 14, we read this, "And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?" Now Samuel is confronting Saul, because Saul's just said, "I have performed the commandment of the Lord." In essence, Samuel's saying, well, if you have, then there shouldn't be any sheep here. The oxen shouldn't be here. What's all this I'm listening to? And he is showing Saul right off that he hasn't been obedient to the commandment of the Lord. And so you might say, without him just making a direct accusation against King Saul, he opened the door for King Saul to say, you know what, I'm wrong. I'm totally wrong. Forgive me. Now, I've had people confront me too, so don't let me make you think that I'm perfect and I never need to be corrected. I do. But I've had to, in the past, from the position of pastor, to correct people. Some will apologize immediately and do what they can to make it right. Others, you say, you know, this really isn't quite right. Man, I sure hate to see you mess up and this could get you in trouble. You know, please, you know, you need not do this. And, oh, man. they come back very venomous in their reply and their response and blame others. And usually when a person is wrong, they include blaming others. And that's usually an indication that they have done wrong and they're not accepting responsibility. They haven't matured enough in the Lord to accept responsibility. And it's a shame. We see that many times in young adults, young people that starting out in the Christian faith. And oh, I tell you what, it's why they need our prayer, our immediate prayers. It ought to grieve our heart. And we need to cry unto the Lord all night as Samuel did for King Saul. Now, we go on to verses 15 through 23. Because we see just as Adam and Eve pointed a finger when God confronted them, instead of accepting responsibility, they do the same. This is what King Saul does. And so he says, and Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and we have utterly destroyed the rest. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I'll tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. Now, anytime you hear that, you know, the Lord has something for me to say to you. I tell him, well, if it's from the Lord, it's from his word, you go on, you say it. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, thou wast not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. Now you see that? Here is Saul. When Samuel first says, what's this bleeding of the sheep? He's not giving a direct rebuke. He's giving Saul a chance. Now, the second time, Samuel lets him know exactly what the score is. And Saul still won't accept responsibility. Now, what he does point out, though, is, look, we've destroyed about all the Amalekites. We have taken about all their animals, and the rest of them we're going to kill. The only thing that's alive is the king here. Look what I've done. And they get the ideas. Boy, this wouldn't have been done if it wasn't for me. My friend, anytime you get a Christian, whether he's a pastor or Sunday school teacher or youth director or anybody else, begins to say, if it wasn't for me, this wouldn't have been accomplished.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.